Hey, welcome back to Generations. I'm one of your co-hosts, Aubrey.
And I'm your other co-host, Peter.
Well, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. As we talked about it before we started recording, I am just in the home stretch of, you know, a 10-day run of call. And so, you know, just getting ready to not be on call at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, very good. And then you're off this week?
And then I am off this week.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, should be good.
So it was Gareth's spring break last week?
No, it starts tomorrow.
It does start tomorrow. Oh, well, he just had to get his wisdom teeth out and during the week.
Well, you know, we knew we weren't going to be able to travel, and they couldn't do it at the dentist this week. I don't know if they were already busy or something. So we got it scheduled for Thursday. He did it Thursday. And yeah.
Did he do anything funny? I asked him and he just said no.
No, he didn't get that funny. He was pretty chill.
Yeah. Really? That's to be expected, you know? But because he's just chill.
It was mostly he was like mushing his face that he couldn't feel. Yeah. And then when he was trying to eat or drink initially, it was kind of just spilling because he couldn't feel his face.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But no, he did pretty well. And he's doing all right now. He still has a little hard time chewing in the back. So like he's chewing his food with his front teeth. He's like, and he's a little puffy, but not terrible. So,
well, that's good. I'm glad it went well. Because of course I'll ask him anything he
wants. Yeah, that's kind of the way he is.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty good. I'm just in the thick of everything, you know. Everything kind of feels like it's rushing very quickly. Like January felt like 30 years long, and then all of a sudden it's like almost April.
And yeah, I know.
Graduate in like a month and a week or
which is kind of wild.
And like it was funny because Hayden and I didn't really keep up on any like of the little wedding planning stuff for a couple weeks just because, or even like probably like a month, I would say, just because school got so busy with like midterms and everything that I was like, bah, and I push stuff off. But we had this like spreadsheet with all of our little task lists, you know, just, and we made like fake due dates of things just to like keep things spread out so it didn't like all come crashing down at the same moment. And then I was like, oh, we made these due dates, like they're like, it's past all these due dates. We gotta get on this. And again, we're whatever, 6 months out or whatever, so we still got time. But I was just like, oh, we have many decisions to be made right now. We need to get on this. And then also trying to graduate. And I'm kind of in like this lull in my classes where I think if I took these classes any other semester besides this one, I'd be enjoying them a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But it is this specific semester. It is my last semester that I am so bored. I am bored. Like, nothing against the professors who teach these classes or these classes in themselves. But like, for example, I'm taking extragalactic astrophysics, which is basically just like galaxies and everything bigger than that. So like galaxies and galaxy clusters. And I'm just bored. It's just not that interesting to me. Like, I'm like, I don't care about which type of galaxy is which. I don't care.
You're in that home stretch. It gets really tough.
Yeah, and same with, like, I'm taking an energy and sustainability class that's like a physics version, and I thought it would be more about like policy and stuff, which I would probably be more interested in, but it's not really. It's just kind of about everything I've already learned in chemistry, like a million times. So like we're doing like nuclear energy and stuff, and I'm just bored. Like, I don't care. I don't care about any of these things right now. The only thing that I'm like caring about and wanting to still like am interested in is quantum, but
sure.
One of the, you know, big misconceptions with quantum is that, yeah, it's interesting and it's complicated and hard, but you know, what I thought it would be before this school year is I thought I would be like learning about the different types of particles and how they behave and sure. stuff like that. Wrong. It's just math. Just math. Nothing has a physical intuition. It nothing does. Yeah, it's just math.
That doesn't sound fun.
Which, like, it's okay. Like, because, I mean, I've kind of, like, obviously trained my brain to be in a very math-heavy space, you know? So right. that is what makes sense to me in my head. But it's not like it's like, ooh, what fun, cool quantum fact are we going to learn today that I can go home and tell my friends about? It's like, here's how to solve this different kind of equation, and you better make sure you paid attention in partial differential equations because that's all that this class is. So I'm just in a lull where I'm just bored of everything and I want it to be done. So
it will be soon.
It will be very, very soon. So I'm pushing through. I'm staying strong. I still have my attendance is great in classes. I'm still going. Good. I'm still doing my thing. I'm still... My grades are still, you know, great, whatever, fine. I'm just bored.
Yeah.
So
totally fair. Totally fair. And yeah. soon you'll be on to the next adventure. It will happen.
Exactly. So I was very long-winded of how I am. But that's what I really realized this week is I was like, why? Like, I'm not feeling the, like, fire of, like, oh, I'm so passionate about astrophysics right now. And I was like, yeah, it's just because I'm almost done and I'm just bored. And I'm not taking anything in my specific niche. Like, I'm not in my niche of astrophysics. I'm just in, like, the general, you know. So yeah. I'm not in my super interesting area. So anyways.
Yep. Nope, that happens. That happens. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It will pass.
It will. It will.
It will.
But anyways, you had this idea to talk about for today, social media. And yeah, so what was kind of your thought behind that?
Well, so the name of this show is Generations. Uh-huh. And when we started the middle of medicine, the idea was that we were talking about medicine and things like that from kind of our two different viewpoints.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be interesting to talk about sort of where you're at and where I'm at with social media, what we use, what we don't, what we like, what we don't like, what we think about it, just because I was kind of curious. I'm just like, you know, it'd be interesting to see. Social media is such a big part of our lives, but I think that the ways in which it influences our lives is very different than it used to be. And I think it is different in terms of generations. I think generationally, social media is very different. So I thought that might be interesting.
Absolutely.
What I was thinking is that we could basically start with a social media platform and let's just kind of talk about it. Do we use it? Do we not? What do we think about it? And just kind of go from there.
Yeah.
So
heck yeah, let's do it.
Let's start with the 600-pound gorilla in the room. Let's talk about Facebook, excuse me.
Right.
Let's talk about Facebook. So, and I think this is going to be one of the biggest differences.
Yeah.
Maybe not now, but certainly in how we have used it. So tell me, Aubrey, do you even use Facebook?
Short answer, no. Not really. I mean, I have it on my phone. Hayden's family posts a lot on it. So it usually was just kind of to like keep updated on that. But it will go for so long that I don't look at it that it undownloads itself from my phone often. Yep. And I have to re-download it if I'm going onto it. And I'm going onto it with a purpose. It's because, someone wanted to see a picture of the horses that Hayden had on his property. And I know Hayden's dad's going to have one on his Facebook. So I go, it's with a purpose. Gotcha. On occasion, like when I would post on Instagram, it would automatically post to Facebook because there's like you can like select post to Facebook as well. And sometimes it would post and I wouldn't even notice, like, cause it would just be there, like checked and I didn't even know. I posted on purpose when we got engaged to Facebook cause of all the family that are on there. Other than that though, like I do not use Facebook for anything, really.
So what are your thoughts about Facebook? When you hear the name Facebook, what's your gut reaction?
A groan, to be honest.
Okay.
Like,
Okay. Fair. Fair.
It's to me, of course, in my, I guess you could say generation, it's like a boomer thing to use, you know, a boomer social media. I also just hate Mark Zuckerberg, but you know, that's
with you there,
you know, but for the platform itself, it is just very, just older. It's just older.
Yeah.
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 I just, I'm like,
okay, cool.
Not my thing.
Cool.
And what about you?
I hate Facebook. I hate it. I don't have it on any, I don't have the app. I refuse to install the app on any of my devices.
Don't you not even have an account?
No, I have an account. Oh. I have an account for two reasons and two reasons only. I actually deleted my Facebook account. Well, I deactivated it. I unfriended everyone. Mm. I deactivated it years ago. And then I had to reactivate it for two reasons. Number one, when I got a Meta Quest, whatever, the Oculus Quest, the VR headset, you had to have a Facebook account. So I reactivated it for that.
Why?
Because Facebook owns them.
Oh.
And then I have Facebook Messenger installed on my phone and have had it on my phone for roughly 18 months.
Same.
Strictly only so that I can talk to your brother.
Yeah. I guess I don't even, like associate Messenger with Facebook in itself. In
well,
my
I don't,
head.
But I mean, that's the thing is I hate Facebook Messenger so bad that I don't want that on my phone or anything, but I have it for right now and it will come off in September as soon as he's home.
Yeah.
And I won't use it again until, you know, if they're still sadly using it when Gareth decides to go on one, if that's what he decides, then I'll use it again. I used Facebook a lot. I'm like old OG Facebook user.
Yeah.
Like when I signed up for Facebook, you still had to have a .edu email address.
Oh.
So I signed up for it when I was in school.
Wow.
I think it was medical school. And used it and was on it a lot for many years and posted. And, you know, it was at some point during the pandemic, pretty early on during lockdowns and masking and all this stuff, the absolute just overwhelming amounts of idiocy that I saw on a daily basis on Facebook was one of the reasons I just said, nope, I'm done. This is not for me. And I, that was when I shut everything down. I go to Facebook now, maybe once, like Facebook proper in a web browser, once every couple of months, mostly just to like clear out any notifications and crap. The thing that frustrates me the most is there is a podcast that I listen to. It's called Thrash It Out. It's a metal podcast. And they do all of their stuff on a Facebook group. And basically what will happen is I'll listen to an episode of Thrash It Out, and then I'll go to Facebook and I'll go to the Facebook group and I'll see a couple posts and I'll make a couple comments, and then I forget about it for another month or two. And then I go, it's just not worth it. Like, I just hate Facebook so much. I hate Facebook. I hate the company. I hate Mark Zuckerberg. I think that Facebook is bad. Yeah. I think it makes people feel bad. I think that it is manipulative. And I just don't have any positive feelings about Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I kind of hate it.
Yeah.
But Facebook's little brother, Instagram. Tell me about Instagram.
Yeah. So, and what I will say about Facebook is that the only reason why I even started one was when I was teaching piano in high school, so that I could reach the mothers and fathers who have kids who want to teach, who want to do piano, and I, you know, in the neighborhood, whatever.
Because there you go, you're getting a hold of, you know, like Gen X,
right,
and maybe some older millennial and maybe some younger boomers.
Right.
And I think that those are the people who use it a lot. I mean, I know a lot of people in my generation still just post on Facebook. And here's the thing. Here's the number one reason why I was just like, F it, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to Facebook. You go to Facebook and it doesn't matter what you do or how hard you try. You're going to see like three or four recommended things for every two things from people you actually want to follow. And so I spend so much time scrolling past bullshit and I'm just like, why is this here? I don't want this. This is recommended for me and I don't know why. That's why I was like, screw it. I hate it. I'll never, ever use it again.
Yeah, especially with like, you know, 2020 stuff, the election and COVID and everything, with the amount of just like horrendous things that people were posting across social media in general, it felt like for me, Facebook was really, really, really bad. Like any time I would open it, it's like four posts from like either family members or in-law family members posting some crap that just pissed me off. So I would just be like, so I was like, okay, I'm not even going on here because I'm just angry. Well,
and I don't know what it is. And it's hard for me to know because this is just what I see. But what I see is it's people who are far more conservative and potentially prone to really the Dunning-Kruger effect. And I'm not going to say anything more. If you know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is, you're going to know what I mean. If you don't, you don't care. But it's really that. Like, Facebook just is like the absolute manifestation of the Dunning-Kruger effect. And it seems, at least in my world, to be far more from people who are further on the right and more conservative. And I just don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
So.
I 1000% agree. Because that's just kind of the crowd on there.
Yeah.
And knowing that, if I had to be on Facebook, not had to, but in air quotes, but if I was going to Facebook for any particular purpose, it was scroll as fast as I can or search as fast as I can to do whatever I actually was trying to find and then get out of there as quick as I could. Yeah. And I had turned off.
It's like, how fast can I GTFO? Yes.
And I had turned off notifications for it ages and ages and ages ago. So there's no red bubbles either. So it's not like they, you know, part of me that just wants to get rid of the red bubbles. Good for me. There's no red bubbles. So I don't even see the notifications.
Beautiful. I love that.
But
what about Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I have just always been a lover of pictures and photography. Like I just love taking pictures and I love photography as a whole. And so since it was pictures only, that always kind of drew me to it more because it kind of just felt like my own little personal scrapbook.
Sure.
Which I liked. When I was younger, obviously, I was way more onto it. And now I don't really go on unless there's something specific that I'm looking for. Or, like, I just like to post pictures because I just like pictures. I like editing pictures for no other purpose except for the fact that it makes me happy.
Sure.
And so I still use it, but not anywhere near to the level that like I used to, where I was like posting like every week because I, you know, it was just kind of like the thing to do in my age group.
Right.
Was like you hang out with your friends and you post about it, you whatever. And now I just post when I have something to post about or I want to. And especially again with like us getting engaged, it's like to tell people. So there's like, you know, like a purpose to that. But really, I don't use it for anything other than the fact it just feels like my own little personal scrapbook. So, yeah, that's nice. Honestly, Instagram is the one I use the most out of anything.
Cool.
But as of lately, I have like time limits on my phone just so I'm not like rotting away time because not that I'm like I spend so much time on things that I feel like I have to limit myself and put on a time limit. But sure. I just have such a packed schedule that if I need an actual break, like an actual brain break, I'm better off doing something like watching a YouTube video or something like that rather than just like mindlessly scrolling on either Instagram or TikTok. So I put like extremely, like I have like 2-minute time limit on those, like just for the fact that it will be a little bit more, and they're not even on my home screen, so that it's just like so difficult to like doom scroll on anything that I don't, because, and so now I'm in the habit that I don't really scroll on either of them really anymore, because it feels like, not to be all pretentious or whatever, but it feels like my time is precious during my days. And so I'm like, if I'm actually need to, like, if I've been, you know, working on homework for however many hours and I actually need a brain break, it is better off for me to either stand up and take a walk or like watch like an actual fun YouTube video of something I enjoy rather than just doom scrolling on anything. So again, that's really, we can talk about TikTok later, but for Instagram specifically, I don't go on it very often anymore unless I have like 2 minutes every couple days or something. But what about you? Sure.
That makes sense. Instagram is probably the one I spend the most time on. Maybe we'll talk about the other one that would rival that in just a minute. But for me, Instagram is like 20% people I know, 20% bands that I follow to see announcements and stuff. And then like 20% web comics that I follow. And then like the last 40% memes. Like that's Instagram for me. Look, please, anybody who maybe I follow you on Instagram, it's not that I don't want to see what's going on in your life. It's that if I happen to see it, that's great. But that's not why I open Instagram.
Yeah.
I open Instagram to find stupid memes that I can send to other people at work. And we can use the memes from Instagram to commiserate about our existence. That is why I open Instagram every single day. It is to find inane memes and things like that that will just help me deal with the crushing, just whatever that is life. So that's Instagram.
That's fair.
And I'm pretty, I don't know, I've never really felt like I spend too much time. Like basically I'll sit there and I'll scroll Instagram for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll do that a few times a day, but that's it. It's just like a few minutes here and then, you know, done. A few minutes and then I'm done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's Instagram for me. I still enjoy it, but it is less for actual people and it's more for just the lulls.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I'm not like an Instagram reel sort of person, but I've had enough recommended things, like recommended memes that I've like sent to people already, that that's the majority of my feed now at this point, which I do enjoy very much because I get some stupid stuff on there.
I mean, I get great ones like it was this, oh, your friend, you know, friend is like, oh, it must be so great being a doctor. And it was a scene from one of the Anchorman movies where Ron Burgundy is just like, it's about getting a paycheck and keeping a gun out of your mouth. Some days you just got to drink a great big steaming hot frothy bowl of horse piss. And that's my life now.
Oh,
you know, it's like every day I saved that to my camera roll. So every day I can just open up the Photos app and I can just watch that.
That's the one. That's hilarious. Yep.
But what about, let's talk briefly about, well, and I don't know, maybe it won't be that briefly for you. It'll be briefly for me. Let's talk about the short, we're going to call them the microblogging social media sites.
Okay.
So this is going to be Twitter, Blue Sky, Mastodon, those ones.
Okay. Well, I can tell you right now, I haven't opened the Twitter, because I'll never call it X, app.
I forgot it was even X anymore, because I think so little of Elon Douche Canoe and everything that I totally forgot about that. Yes. X, the everything app, can go and screw himself.
Whatever. I have not opened it probably since 2020, I want to say. Like not even opened or logged in, because I mean, don't like it.
I'm with you in that I rarely used Instagram. I signed up for it back in like 2007 and never used it, never really got it. didn't spend any time on it. And then when Elon Musk bought it, I just deleted my account and deleted the app. And yeah. I was like, well, I don't need this. This
yeah, I don't even. When did he buy it?
It's been a few years now.
Years? Yeah. If it was even before then that I hadn't even opened it. Because I just didn't ever like it. I usually didn't really. It wasn't for people I fought, like people I know. It was for everything right. else, you know, like artists and whatever, cool celebrities and just stuff like that. And even then I was like, well, I just don't really feel like there's much of a point. Feels like I like Instagram better anyways. So if I'm going to like spend time on anything, like looking at people's pictures or again memes and stuff like that, I kind of would just rather spend my time on something else. And yeah. It obviously got it pushed way further when whatever Trump's second lady was like bought it and whatever.
So do you use, have you ever checked out Blue Sky or Mastodon?
I don't even know what those are. I've never heard of those.
There you go. Perfect. So I'll give you the short version. Blue Sky was started as a spinoff sort of from Twitter in that when Jack Dorsey was still the CEO of Twitter, he moved over some money and to do what was a federated Twitter. So what does federated mean? Well, it means it's not central. And so this group developed something called the AT protocol, and then it spun off. It's its own thing. And Jack Dorsey has nothing to do with it anymore, but it's its own. It's like Twitter. It's social media that's short form. It's more than the 140 characters. I don't remember if it's like 280 or 300, something like that.
Oh, okay.
It got really popular around the time of the election when a whole bunch of people, especially people who are more liberal, were basically fleeing Twitter as Elon Musk was doing his best to destroy democracy, which he continues to do. And so for a bit, I got on it and there was a lot of engagement and it seemed kind of exciting. And for like a couple weeks, I would post regularly. And then again, it doesn't do anything for me, so I stopped. Yep. And Mastodon is like Twitter or Blue Sky, but even more nerdy. It's based on something called ActivityPub. And again, it's this whole decentralized and people can host their own Mastodon instances. And you sign up on an instance, but then you can follow people on other instances, blah, blah, blah. If that sounds nerdy, it's because it is. It's like Mastodon for nerds. I mean, it's like Twitter for nerds. Uh-huh. And so I moved to Mastodon because I'm a nerd and I follow people who are nerds. And I got on an instance and I just am not even remotely interested.
Yeah.
So.
It's fair. Yeah, I haven't even what about heard TikTok? Of any of those.
Tell me about TikTok. Because yes. We all know TikTok is hip and we've got to save it illegally.
Right.
Because it was being banned for unclear reasons and whatever.
Yeah.
Did you spend any time on TikTok?
I definitely did way, 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 way more than I do now. Again, now it's like, especially during the school year, like I'm just so busy. Like I don't have time to sit because I just don't. Sometimes in the mornings when I like, it's really hard for me to wake up and I just need to like jerk myself awake. I will let myself watch 3 TikToks. That's like my limit. And it's like after the third one, I have to get out of bed. And if they're the long ones, good for me, I guess I get more time to lay in bed, but it's 3 TikToks. And after that, then I get out of bed. But even nowadays, like I spend way less time on it than I used to. Like when it was, especially during like lockdown and stuff, like I was finding so many funny memes. Like I found like my funny humor and just like jokes and skits people were making. It was just like hilarious. Like that's what I was on there for, was for comedy and basically strictly and like memes and funny things. Nowadays, I still am just there for something funny. Like that's all I want to be on there for. I don't go there for like information or anything like that.
Right.
I will occasionally find like meal prep ideas with recipes and stuff. That's good for on TikTok. There will be some like people who put in their, the full macros of like a really cool meal prep and a whole recipe. Great for TikTok because it's in a short video, bam, get it done. But other than that, as of lately, like I actually kind of want to go to my screen time and see how much I have on there as like my average, because I really think it's like outrageously low compared to people around me and what it, not that it's a competition, but also what it used to
Sure.
be. Let's go look. Let's take a gander.
While you're looking that up, I'll give you
Please
the
do.
short version for me.
Yes.
TikTok is a novelty that I think about once every month or two, and I'll open it up and I'll scroll for about 5 minutes. And because I'm on it that rarely, the algorithm hasn't figured me out. And so it
So
doesn't
it's
give
not
me very
even
interesting things. So
yeah.
I get on there and I'm like, I get lives for stupid things. I get too many ads. And so then I just get off it. So, TikTok for a while, again, in the pandemic, when I spent a little more time on it, it had gotten to a point where the algorithm was pretty good.
Yeah.
But then I just didn't go for a while. And now I go so rarely that it doesn't know what to do. So
Yeah, that's
I
fair.
just don't.
Yeah, I think I. Oh, wait, it's. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like 3 minutes is like my average.
Minutes.
On a quote bad day, my like most minutes will be like seven on
That's
it.
pretty good.
Yeah, especially for in my generation specifically, because like TikTok is feels pretty huge for
Yeah,
people
it
my
really
age
does.
specifically. So yeah, I just especially with this year's election, I really tried to stay off of it around like the day of and the days after the like election day. Because it was really, really, really doom and gloom. It was like,
Oh, yeah.
oh, I go on this app and everyone is telling me how we're all gonna die, and I can't just like sink into a pit of fear right now. I need to cope with this in a different way.
Yeah, that's totally
So,
fair.
yeah, that has turned me away from it in the recent months.
Cool. Okay, so I'm going to throw one out there, and I'm mostly going to throw it out so that we can laugh at it, I think. Now, maybe I'm wrong. And also because technically it is one of the larger social networks, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Do you have a LinkedIn
I
account?
do, but only because my physics seminar told me to get one for career
There
networking.
you go. Here's my thing with LinkedIn. The people, I guess, you know what? I don't care. The people who post a lot on LinkedIn are some of the most self-congratulatory, onanistic, like slapping their own back
Yeah.
blowhards I have ever met.
Truly.
I mean, I love it. I get so many LinkedIn messages because so many people want to talk to doctors. And whether it's an idea or if it's to do locums or whatever it is, I don't know.
Really?
I get so many. Oh my gosh, Aubrey. I probably every time I go to LinkedIn, now don't go to LinkedIn that often, but I go like every other week just to go in and deal with the 50 plus messages and connections and crap like that
Wow,
that I have.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
So I go there
crazy.
and I'll see people who it's like, it has their job description.
Yeah.
And it's going to have, if it has something like thought leader or, any of those kinds
Right.
of things, I'm just like instantly out. I'm like, you're dumb
Yeah.
and this is dumb and you should just stop now. So that's LinkedIn. I hate LinkedIn. It's dumb.
Yeah, I.
And the people who use it are crazy
Yeah.
and need to stop.
Yeah. No, I agree. Honestly, any post I ever see on LinkedIn, because the only time I open the app is to play the games. Because I
There's
do.
games on LinkedIn?
Yeah, it like they're like little puzzle games. It's like, there's a new one daily, like the New York Times games. So I have a whole rotation of games that I play, as my like warm-up tasks to warm up my brain. Or if I'm in class and I'm bored, I will fully admit I usually play all the games in my first class of the day. what I do first is there's a game called Squirtle. And I'm obsessed with it. So I play that. Once I finish that, I play the Squirtle Express, which is the smaller version of the Squirtle. That's also one every day. And then I play Connections. Then I play Wordle. Then I play the mini crossword. Then I play Spelling Bee. And then I play Strands. And then once I'm done with all those, then I go to LinkedIn and I play Tango, Queens, Pinpoint, Cross Climb. And now there's a new LinkedIn game called Zip. It takes like about 20 seconds to do. And all of these take me like less than 2 minutes to do usually, except for the Squirtle. The Squirtle takes a long time, longer time usually. So that's my rotation. If I usually just get to it when I'm in class. If I don't have class that day, I usually don't play the games. But yeah, that's the only time I open the app. But of course, I still have to open the app and get to the games. And there's always some sort of bootlicking, capitalism sucking, some sort of horrific post that's like, work hard, talent doesn't beat hard work, talent. I don't know. Shut up. I hate it.
So my favorite is, now this is going to get to actually probably the social media, if you want to consider it, which I do, the social media that I spend the most time on in a day / week. And that's Reddit.
Okay. I see.
So I spend a fair amount of time on Reddit because Reddit is amazing. Reddit is cool. You go and you can get the regular crap, and there's a lot of funny stuff on Reddit, and it's nice to actually get news. It's pretty good to get a quick feel for what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
But then you can go and you can get into your little niches, and you can join those subreddits. And so I can see stuff like the heavy vinyl subreddit, where people are showing off their heavy metal records. And I can see stuff like the Kindle Scribe subreddit. So for people who specifically have Kindle Scribes, and then they're asking questions, and there's some really dumb people. Yeah. I mean, look, there are some really dumb people on Reddit. There are people who ask questions where I'm like, how are you smart enough to know to go to Reddit and ask this question, but you're so effing stupid that you're asking this question? It boggles my mind on an almost daily basis. But so you can just get into these little niches and you can find stuff like, okay, so there's like, you know, retro gaming niches, and there's subreddits for different music.
There's a subreddit for almost
everything. And so you find those that are interesting, and then you can go and you join those. Also, hint out there, and I don't know if you can still do this because with LLM scraping and this, that, and the other, things have changed. But for the longest time, you had a question, you wanted a good answer, you put that question into Google, and then after you put site:reddit.com, and you were going to get the best answers. Because, I mean, you do a Google search now, guarantee you, and those top two or three is going to be a collection of Reddit threads.
Absolutely.
Because people ask questions and people answer. But one of my favorites, and one of the reasons I brought this up, is the subreddit LinkedIn Lunatics. Are you familiar with this one?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, it's great. It's great. So you just go there, and it's people who are posting just insane, idiotic things from LinkedIn. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. You got to go and just spend some time looking at LinkedIn lunatics, and you'll just be happy to know. Here's a good one. I'm not going to say the dude's name. He's in Salt Lake City, Utah. His job, like his self-described job title, artist and coach, period. I unlock creativity, flow, and sexual aliveness.
What?
That's what it says.
What?
Yep. And then you've got like OnlyFans style things, and the lady's response, she's like, oh, she's only successful because she's attractive. I hear that all the time. And yet here she is intentionally taking like a super slutty looking photo. It's great. It's awesome. Oh, here's a good one. Here's somebody's job description. Strategic investor and entrepreneur, leveraging data-driven insights for business growth. Educator in finance and analytics, passionate about building sustainable value.
Okay.
People are just idiots. And LinkedIn just brings them together. Out. It's great. So
it really does.
That's all LinkedIn is good for. All LinkedIn is good for is for feeding content to LinkedIn lunatics on Reddit. That's it.
That's super fair. Well,
I think those are most of them. What else do you think about Reddit?
Well, yeah, I actually have a pretty differing opinion of Reddit than you. Okay. This is kind of my own, I don't know. I don't really like Reddit that much as of lately. And yeah. It kind of feels like just like a little cesspool of a bunch of extremely miserable, chronically online people is what it feels like.
You're not wrong. You're not
which
wrong.
Which feels mean because there is some like, I'm sure obviously some subreddits are better than others. But in what my experience I have seen is just like, it's just like the place for people to just like complain, which is not necessarily what I want from any media I'm really consuming.
Totally.
For me personally, I'm sure it's very therapeutic for some people, but like I'm part of like the Cosmere and Stormlight Archive Reddits. And I just like people are just like complaining about stuff left and right and arguing about which books are better and if we liked this part of this scene, blah blah blah. And like if some people like that, that's great. I personally, that is just not my thing. I do not like friendly debate. I do not like debate, period. I do not like any debate because I don't know what it is with me, but immediately I'm like, oh, we all hate each other and everyone's going to die and no one's going to be friends anymore because of this. Like that's what's in my head. And so I just don't enjoy it. When I didn't even like get Reddit until I think the first subreddit I joined was like a long distance relationship subreddit because like Hayden and I were like learning how to be in a long distance relationship and I was like I'll just see if other people have cool you know stories of because there were some people who were like we've been long distance for 6 years and like would post a picture of their engagement ring and be like look we're closing the distance hooray we did it you know and like those sorts of things were great but I saw so many stories of just like it's like should I trust my partner? And then it's like all these stories about their partner, like obviously cheating on them or something. And I'm like,
oh, I'm sure.
I was like, I hate this. I don't want to be a part of this. Like, again, not that I was ever worried about Hayden doing anything, but I was like, it just made me feel icky. I was like, I don't want to read any of this. I don't want to be a part of any of this. And I get very like, I don't know, especially in my like, you know, 18 to 19 years of age, which is when I was like on the subreddit. I mean, I was freshly an adult and trying to figure out like what I even like liked to consume as media outside of like a very busy school and work schedule. And so when I would go on Reddit and all I would ever see was just like people complaining about things, I was like, ugh, I hate this so much. So, I mean, nowadays I just don't really go on it. So I probably just haven't really found like any fun subreddits, like for example, LinkedIn Lunatics. I haven't really found anything that's like, you know, fits my niche of humor or anything like that. So
I think that's all very fair. And yeah. I will say that, especially with Reddit, and I've heard people say the same thing about Facebook, but I don't think Facebook is worth the investment. Reddit definitely gets better if you take a little bit of time to sort of curate it.
Yeah.
So for me, it was going in and it was, you know, it gives you this list of subreddits that you automatically have joined.
Yeah.
It was going in and it was getting rid of all of the ones that I didn't care about. I didn't care about politics. I didn't want to see this. I didn't want to see this one. Getting rid of all of those. And then finding those little niche subreddits, but don't go to those subreddits. Okay. Because if you go to that subreddit, then you're going to see all the whining, complaining, and the bad stuff.
Yeah.
But you join those subreddits, and then you just go to your homepage and have it sorted by, like, hot or whatever, or top.
Oh,
the top is what
you
want. So then I'm getting this mix of the highest rated comments, posts, whatever, from all these different things, and it helps weed out some of that. You still see a fair amount of people whining and complaining because it's the internet and we're humans.
Right.
But it definitely makes it better. But I think everything you said is fair. There's a lot of awful on Reddit.
Yeah.
And not even just downright awful, which there is, but there's a lot of just people being obnoxious.
Yeah.
Obnoxious human beings where you're just like, do you have to be so obnoxious?
Right.
So, yeah, it definitely took some time of leaving the subreddits where I'm like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
And then joining others that I specifically did want to see before it gets to a point where, plus here's the other thing. I open it up and it's a lot of just fast scrolling.
Yeah.
Like I'm just scroll. Okay. That looks interesting. And again, it's like Instagram. It's like 5 minutes, 10 minutes at most, and then it's done. So
that's fair. Yeah. I haven't really taken the time to curate anything. So I'm sure I really am just seeing I'm really only seeing top posts from random subreddits that maybe automatically joined or I joined like 4 years ago. So I really haven't curated anything to my current interests, but I will say it is very informational. It is very, I agree with you on that front where I was trying to figure out how to get like Hayden's ring that I just like ordered and everything, which hooray, it's ordered. It was really expensive. Sweet. But also not as expensive as it could have been. And there was like so much information on like the best places to do like moissanite rings and stuff like that, like so much information and like all the details of everything you could ever need and stuff like that. So that was fantastic, but still I maybe should just curate it a little bit more.
Again, it's only if it's worth it to you. And right now it may not be worth it. So, well, cool. Anything else? Any other social media things you wanted to bring up? Those were kind of the big ones I could think of.
Yeah, those are pretty much the big ones. I don't think there's anything else that I even have like downloaded. Cool. I think that's pretty much it.
Well, what about, do you have an astro fact? I'll be honest. I have a very, very short medical thing, but it's okay.
I honestly completely forgot. So no.
That's okay. I usually don't have a medicine one. I'm going to give you a real short one. And this is a caution to people. There have been a couple studies, and I was reading a paper that was looking at these recently, that look, we all know that getting less than 6 hours of sleep can be bad. 7 to 8 is ideal. This actually showed that sleeping more than 9 hours a night is actually worse for you than sleeping less than 6 hours.
Really? Like on a consistent basis? Or like...
Yes.
Like one time on the weekend, consistently you sleep 10 hours. Sleeping
more than 9 hours is a pretty big indicator of early... it puts you at a much higher risk for early onset dementia and a bunch of other things.
Just because your brain's not awake and working or...
They don't know yet. They don't know yet. But,
that's crazy.
But yeah, so... Don't sleep too little, but don't routinely sleep too much.
Yeah. Like
7 to 9 hours really is that sweet spot. Less than 6, bad. I console myself that I usually get between 6 hours and 15 minutes and 6 hours and 30 minutes of sleep. So I always at least get those 6. Not always. Every once in a while I get like 5:50. But I almost always get at least 6 hours, but I don't ever get longer than 6 hours or 7 hours. Six hours and 30 to 40 minutes is my absolute max.
Wow.
But don't sleep too long all the time. Every once in a while, fine. But don't sleep too long every day. That's bad for you. So that's my...
Yeah, that is good to know. Oh, I guess I'll say my little caveat from a couple episodes ago. I talked about the Microsoft Quantum chip. And then more information because I actually talked to a condensed matter physicist at the U who is like all about quantum computers because I was like, I am a little skeptical of this.
Uh-huh.
And I basically reached out to him and I was like, hey, so I don't really know anything, but I'm a little curious on this like new quantum chip. And like my research PI and my quantum professor referred me to this grad student. because my quantum professor is a quantum field theorist, not condensed matter. So he was like, I don't know. I was like, okay. And so what I was also confused about is that, like, they're saying their new major on a particle is, like, its own antiparticle. And so I was like, hey, I'm confused on all of their claims. Your thoughts be much appreciated. Thank you. And he was very excited that I had reached out to him. And he was like, kind of just summarizing what he said, but he basically was like, I agree with your skepticism, because the major on a zero mode, these particles that Microsoft supposedly stabilized, are the second most common subject of retracted condensed matter papers since they were first proposed, theoretically. And some of those papers came from the same group at Microsoft, which makes this claim especially hard to believe, because they were the ones retracting all those papers. And basically, like, he explained kind of what the particle, like, meant. Basically, majoranas are, as originally theorized, are fundamental particles that are their own antiparticle. Most physicists do doubt their existence because they would break some conservation rules. However, they're quasi-particles, which basically means instead of, like, taking and solving Schrodinger's equation for each particle, you take it for the whole system. So you bundle all the particles together into a quasi-particle, in air quotes, and then study their collective action, because they're just a description of all the multiple particles moving and not just the one. So they could easily be their antiparticle, own antiparticle, which is, you know, complicated, but that's basically what it is. But a true MZM, as they're called, like the particle Microsoft is saying they stabilized, also requires that there's no energy required to create it, and so that makes it very hard to observe. That's why they could make a qubit, is because they take no energy required to create it. And he basically was like, why Microsoft would not share this data if this existed is very odd, because this type of measurement is very commonly shared and does not give away any of their other proprietary information. So he was basically like, I think they're full of shit. I was like,
I think he might be right.
I was like, okay, good to know. And now they're kind of under flame for a bunch of other physicists are being like, I think you guys are talking out of your ass. Sorry. So I was originally really excited because it's like, oh, that's cool, but I didn't read much more into it. But I also, now I have talked to the condensed matter guy. And so that's the new news.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. Anyways, so I guess we will be back in the next couple of weeks, in the next, you know, another 2 weeks to chat about something else fun. If, you know, you want to give us a 5-star pod, please, please 5-star review us, comment, like, subscribe, whatever. I feel like I just turn into a YouTuber when I say that. I know that I can't actually, like,
it's awesome. Comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe. Details in the description or whatever they say. And we will talk to everyone another time.
We will. Bye.